Hi, I'm Denise Glenn, and I want to welcome you to this first week of our study. Now, during this course, we're going to be going over the major relationships of your life, and we're going to be talking about them in order. Today, we're going to start with the most important relationship for any of us, and that's our relationship with God. So I want you to look with me at the very beginning of your Bible, if you'll open to Genesis chapter 1. And while you're getting your Bibles open, let's just talk for a minute about the priorities of your life and how having them in order can make so much sense out of this complicated world that we live in. Most of us have all sorts of relationships. We have family relationships, we have work relationships, we've got relationships at church and relationships in society, and all of those relationships can be complicated. Well, I have some good news for you. Life can be a little bit simpler, especially when you get some good, solid foundation under your feet and understand, how are these relationships supposed to work? I mean, does anybody have an instruction manual that I can just read and understand? How am I supposed to do all these different relationships and still remain sane? So I want us to look at the very beginning of the Bible. We're going to talk about our relationship with God. Let's start with the top of the list and just look at the very first chapter of Genesis. Very easy to find because it's right at the beginning of your Bible. And we're going to look at Genesis chapter 1 and start in verse 1. In the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth. Now the earth was formless and empty. Darkness was over the surface of the deep, and the Spirit of God was hovering over the waters. And God said, I want you to stop. And God said, okay, here's the picture. We're at the beginning of creation, and the Spirit of God is hovering over the waters. His Spirit is moving and hovering. And you can just imagine this picture of watching creation as God is beginning His great work of creation on the earth. And the first action that God took was to speak. It says, and God said. Let me just tell you something. We have a talking God. Our God is not, you know, sitting up in a statue somewhere. He's not dead. He's not mute. He talks. And God speaks to you and to me. And He started creation. He started at the beginning. The first action that He took on earth was to speak. And God said. Let me tell you, God speaks to you and He speaks to me. He is a talking God. Let's look in this first chapter at how many times it says, and God said, and God said. In verse 3, and God said, let there be light. And there was light. Skip down to verse 6. And God said, let there be an expanse between the waters to separate the water from the water. Verse 9, and God said, let the water under the sky be gathered into one place. Verse 11, then God said, let the land produce vegetation. Then go to verse 14, and God said, let there be lights in the expanse of the sky. Verse 20, and God said, let the water teem with living creatures. Verse 22, God blessed them, and He said, be fruitful and increase in number and fill the seas and let the birds increase on the earth. And verse 24, and God said, let the land produce living creatures according to their kinds. Verse 26, then God said, let's make man in our own image and our likeness, and let them rule over the fish of the sea and the birds of the air. And God said, our amazing God, our wonderful, incredible God has been speaking since the beginning. And God said, He is a talking, speaking God. Now, I don't know about you, but I want a relationship with somebody that talks to me. Sometimes when women talk to me about marriage problems and they just say, you know, our communication has just ended. We aren't really talking anymore. We talk about the business aspect of life, but we're not really talking. We're not communicating. People come to me with relationship problems with their children and they say, you know, our communication is really broken. We're talking, but we're not sharing our hearts. Nothing's going on in this relationship. We want a relationship with somebody that talks to us. I want to hear God. I want Him to talk to me. And He's got to speak to me in a way I can hear and understand. You can tell from my accent, I am from West Texas in the United States. And in West Texas, we have a certain kind of twangy southern drawl that we use to talk with. And when God speaks to me, if you can believe this, He always talks to me with a Texas accent. You know, when I hear Him, He's speaking my language. I have to tell you two examples recently of when God was talking to me. I was, you know, I'm a grandmother and I've got five grandchildren, and I was buying something that was very heavy at a store, and I wanted to lift this very heavy thing, get it into my car and get home. I was in a hurry, but I just really needed to take care of this. As I was going to the elevator, I was pushing this cart with this heavy thing into the elevator, trying to imagine, now how am I going to get this into my car? I heard God's voice. It wasn't out loud. No one else in the elevator heard it. But I heard this voice, Denise, you're a grandmother. You do not need to go pick up that heavy box. I want you to go back in the store, get a young man to help you, somebody with a strong back. Denise, you're leaving for Belarus in 3 days. We were going to be doing a Motherwise conference in Belarus. And he said, you don't need to go with a hurt back. I need you strong. Go back. I heard this and I'm thinking, I'm busy. I don't want to go. Lord, maybe just make me strong. I'm sure I'll get this into my car. I had taken about two more steps and I heard it louder. Denise, you are a grandmother. Get in there and go get help. So I went back into the store, talked to the young man. Would you mind helping me? No, ma'am, I don't mind at all. So he helped me, got the thing in my car. Yes, it took about 20 more minutes. But I got to Belarus feeling absolutely fine. And I am completely convinced that if I had disobeyed the talking voice of God, I would have probably gone about half crippled and I wouldn't have been able to do what God wanted me to do. So God speaks to us about little practical things. When He speaks, listen. Just listen and obey. Some of you are going to say, how do I know it's God? I mean, maybe I just made it up. You know, how do I know it's God? Well, God's word will always agree with His word. God's word will always bring about peace and harmony and help you do the right thing. And if you're in doubt that what you're hearing is really the voice of God, ask someone who is in tune with the Lord. Get godly counsel and godly advice. Run it by them, especially your husband. Say, does this sound like something God could have said? And usually my husband gives me great feedback and he'll say, yes. I mean, he's trying to get you to do the right thing. Or, you know, let's pray about that and make sure you're hearing exactly right. The other incident recently of when my talking God spoke to me, David and I were praying about making an international move. We had lived in Indonesia before. By the way, we're filming this series in Indonesia. And we had been to Indonesia, fell in love with the nation, absolutely had a fabulous experience. God brought us back home to Houston, where we were living for a while. And we had another opportunity to go overseas with David's work. We prayed and we prayed and we prayed for months. Lord, do you want us to go again, or could we stay home with our children? You know, my heart was just torn in two pieces, wanting to stay right there where my children and my grandchildren were, but wanting to do whatever God had for us to do. So after a lot of prayer, finally, one day we had a prayer meeting with about five or six other women. We were all sitting around. They had their Bibles in their lap and we were praying. And I said, would you all please pray with me? Just help me hear from the Lord. If we're supposed to go or stay, David and I are just waiting on God to give us that, you know, absolute kaboom that we know we've heard His voice. So please pray with me. They prayed all over me. I mean, they were just reading scriptures and praying with me. And one lady just began to pray, oh God, if you want them to go, make it so clear. And Lord, if you want them to stay home, just speak in a way they can hear and understand. While she was praying, I heard in my heart, not out loud, no one else heard it, but these words came to my heart. Denise, I want you to get down in front of these women and I want you to beg me to go. We were looking at a move to Perth, Australia, and I thought, Australia. I mean, Lord, it's a long way from home. It is exactly the opposite side of the earth. I mean, Lord. And he said, I want you to get on your knees and beg me to send you. But how can I beg you for something I don't really want? He said, Denise, how am I going to give you the desires of your heart if your desires don't match mine? You see, when I'm giving you the desires of your heart, I literally give you the desire, and then I fulfill that desire. I said, oh, okay. While these women were praying, when it came my turn, I got on my knees in front of these women, and I clasped my hands. Oh, God, please send me to Perth. Please, Lord, please send me to Perth. And God just inspired me with this thought. Lord, if David's paperwork is held up in the office in California where they make these decisions, if someone is just not stamping approved, then let his paperwork come to the top of the pile. Let this man stamp it approved and let us go. I mean, God, just let us go. Break down every barrier that could keep us from going. Oh, God, please send me to Perth. When I finished praying, these women looked around and they went, do you want to go to Perth? And I said, no, I really want to stay with my children, but God told me to beg him to go to Australia. Did you know that our move, I live in Australia now, and it is amazing what God has already done in the short time that I have been there. God has been speaking. God took me there specifically to show me some things in myself, and show me some things that he wanted to do. It's been an amazing journey. I could have missed it if I had not listened to the speaking, talking voice of God. Listen, he is talking now. It's not some dead, dusty old book. It's not old reruns. God is speaking now. It is the quivering, electric moment now. And when he speaks, it is the now of my life. It's not, you know, long ago. It may not be way in the future. He speaks to me in the present and in the now. See, he's alive. We worship a live God. It's why our worship is so different from all the peoples of the earth that are in religion instead of a relationship. God is alive. The Lord Jesus Christ came alive. That's why we have Easter. And so because we are in a relationship with a live now God, that live God now speaks. And he speaks in a way normal, common, everyday women can understand. People just like you and like me. Well, you may be asking, okay, what if I began listening to the voice of God? And by the way, the main and primary way that God speaks is through his word. He's going to, as you read his word and study his word, just begin to read and say, God, talk to me today. And he will. It's a supernatural book, and he'll speak to you through it. So as we're listening and reading and talking, sometimes you may read something and you go, I don't understand. I mean, I have been a Christian for over 40 years, if you can believe that, and I still often come across a passage of Scripture and I go, I don't understand. I don't know what that's about. I mean, God, what does this mean? And does it mean anything to me? I want you to know, not only do we have a talking God and God said, not only is he in a love relationship with you, he is live help. You know, when you buy some new software or you open a new package and maybe you have a new microwave or you have something new for your house and maybe you don't quite understand how it's exactly supposed to work. That would especially happen to me with software. You know, if I'm trying to do something on my computer, I don't know how this works. I just need to talk to somebody. And I'm thinking, you know, I need live online help. I don't want to just go read it. I need somebody to walk me through this. Did you know that God not only has written down his word, he's not only speaking to you through pastors and teachers and all, he'll speak to you in your prayers. He's also online live help. Let me explain that to you. Look, turn just a page over in your Bible, and we're going to look at Genesis chapter 2, verse 7. The Lord God formed the man from the dust of the ground and breathed into his nostrils the breath of life, and the man became a living being. Not only is our God a talking God, He breathes into us the breath of life. He formed Adam, this ruddy red man. The word man is Adam. It means red and ruddy. He saw Adam, and Adam had a body, but Adam needed to become alive. And so God breathed into him, literally blew. The word means blow or breathe or breath. Now, the second word is fascinating to me. When it says he breathed into the man the breath of life, the word breath of life, when you look back at the Hebrew text, it actually means panting breath, like a woman in labor. And so can you just imagine God hovering over Adam? Come on, Adam. Breathe, 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 Adam. And he breathed into the man the living breath of life. His own breath, his own spirit was breathed into man. Let me tell you something. When you are born again and you live in Christ, He breathes into you. He is literally making you come alive. It's like He's giving us spiritual CPR. He's beating on our chest, come on, pumping our hearts and saying, breathe, come alive, breathe. And it is this breathing God, this life-giving breath that He gives us. When we read His Word and we don't really understand it and we need online help and we need somebody to chat with us, the breathing breath of God begins to blow into your heart and your mind. And all of a sudden, I don't know if this has happened to you, but it happens to me often when I'm reading a passage and I don't understand it. And I say, God, explain this to me. Teach this to me. He will invariably begin making my mind come into order. All of a sudden, I have thoughts I didn't have before. It's like He's breathing into me the breath of life. God is a talking God. He is a life-giving, breath-giving God, and He wants you to come alive in your first priority of your life. We got to come alive. You know, some of us are so cynical and so cold and so dead. Maybe you grew up in church and you went every single Sunday and mom and dad drug you to every church activity and event. And you're just kind of been there, done that, have the t-shirt. You know, I know all of that stuff. I've heard all the Bible stories. What else are you going to tell me that I don't already know about the Bible? Let me tell you something. This is a talking God in the now of your life. He is a breathing God to bring new life and fresh breath. Some of us have been breathing stale air spiritually, and He's going, I want to breathe into you fresh, new life. Now, let me finish my story that I started. When I got on my knees and begged God to please, oh God, please send us to this foreign country, send us to Australia. I immediately finished, and these ladies were shocked and amazed that I would pray that prayer, but I had to go very quickly, get in the car, and I had another thing to do. So I got in my car. I was not even out of the driveway of this woman's house when my cell phone rang, and picked it up real quick, answered the phone, and it was David. My husband, David, said, well, when can you be in Perth? And I said, what? I mean, this was literally 10 minutes after I'd been on my knees praying, and we'd gone for months not knowing if we were going or staying or what we were doing. He said, yeah, when can you be in Perth? He said, the man in California said that my paperwork just floated to the top of his desk, and he just stamped it approved, and he wants to know if you can be there in 6 weeks. I nearly fainted. I said, Lord, you are amazing. God, how do you do things like that? As I prayed and got in on what God desired for me, and as His speaking voice began walking me through, talking to me, Denise, ask me and let me give you something that will be amazing in your life. You don't even understand what you need. I'm going to give you the desires, and then I'm going to give you the desires of your heart. He is a talking, amazing God, and my experience has been phenomenal. I want to encourage you in your walk with God. Some of you may still be wondering, do I really want a relationship with God? I mean, when you get close to God, is it all about, you know, Him telling you what not to do and putting limits on your life that you really don't want to have? And I mean, is this really something that I want? I mean, why do I even need a relationship with God? I mean, I've got my husband and my children and I'm working. Everything is pretty good for me. Let me tell you, a relationship with the Creator of your life, the one who made you and designed you, will bring your life. It's like coming out of black and white and moving into full color. He wants relationship with you that is based on love. Next week, when we come back together, we're going to talk about that love relationship. What's it based on? What are we supposed to do in our relationship with God? And how can we make this the top priority of our life? I look forward to what God's going to do in your life and in mine as we take the course together, Wisdom from Others.